and groovy. '52 Star Nation and motherships in our solar system. Hey, dance in the UFO. UFO dancers. Are there any UFO dancers out there? If you're in a spacecraft now, spacecraft, not grift. If you're in a spacecraft, hey, you should have been dancing while the music was playing. That was, I Want You to Be My Idol. That's the part of the end solo to that song. In fact, you can watch it on video on YouTube. You know, I Want You to Be My Idol. Hey, it's all about a girl, let me tell you. So much for that. It's also in Subway Fantasy 2 movie. That's right. The second Subway Fantasy rock and roll documentary. But check out the first one before you check out Subway Fantasy 2. Check out Subway Fantasy, the original 29-minute documentary. Starts off like a science fiction movie. And introduces to you talent better than the famous people. That's right. Same with Subway Fantasy, too. Talent better than the so-called famous people. And it's captured on video and audio. Hey, speaking to the crystal cluster. That's all I got to say. In fact, there's so much going on now. I don't know where to begin. Hey, let's just begin. It's the beginning of the spring equinox. Actually started, well, it depends on where you were. It started at, roughly half past 9 a.m., half past the cows, you know, quarter to his, maybe you've heard that before. Yeah, anyhow, around half past 9 English time, British time, UK time. Yeah, that was the beginning. I'm sure they were down there at Stonehenge celebrating the beginning of the spring equinox. Yeah, we're into spring already. Hey, this is BBS Radio. This is Connect the Dots radio show. You should have known that by the intro. But if you just tuned in, hey, this is Connect the Dots radio show. It's a call-in talking radio show. I'm your host, Tom Edison. Yeah, did the light bulb go off in your head? Well, it should have. Anyhow, that is my real name. Hey, what can I say? I'm the Tom Edison Prez. That's right. That's my hashtag on Twitter. And speaking of Twitter, oh, there's just so much information, knowledge that's going out on there. I mean, we got to be so careful today on Twitter because these so-and-sos run the Twit machine, you know, along with their AI slave force that runs the Twit machine. The you know, they're like in with the New World Order. You know, they want to stifle the truth. They want to, they don't want to allow you freedom of speech. You know, it's sad, but that's the way it is. You know, it's like Twitter has turned totalitarian. You know, they might as well belong to the Chinese at this point. And, you know, it's sad, but it's true, right? I mean, there was a today, talk about the British people. Today, there was a big protest over in London, yeah. You've heard of that place. Well, London ain't what it used to be, you know? It's not even a white, yeah, I'll use that word. It's not even a white town anymore. It's all refugees and foreigners and non-whites. That's right. That's what makes up London nowadays. White is not, you know, they're almost a minority, and they're going to become a minority in the United Kingdom, too, because they're importing all these third world nation people. You know, it's part of the destruction of the society, of English and British society. It's being done on purpose. It's being done on purpose, the same thing in all the European nations. And of course, they would love to do it here in the USA. And that's where the show is coming from, New York City, USA. I know it's listed on VBS Radio as 10 p.m. on a Saturday night, but actuality here, it's Sunday at 1 a.m. it starts here in the New York area, and that's where I'm speaking from. Yeah, New York used to be the greatest city in the world, but killed by the mayor, current mayor and current governor. They basically, you know, killed, stuck the dagger in New York, and they left it there, you know, and it still hasn't recovered. You know, sad, but that's government. Their government has become the worst enemy, public enemy number one. Governments around the world are just as bad as the communist governments. You might as well, they might as well be the Chinese Communist Party. That's how bad the governments are getting. And people got to do something about it, you know. There needs to be revolution, you know. Something has to be done here because these people are going to just suck every drop of blood they can out of you, and they punish you in every way, take away all your joys in life. That's what the lockdowns have done. There is no logic to lockdowns. So why did all the politicians jump on board with the lockdowns? It must be the bribe money. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you have a better suggestion why all the governments jumped on the bandwagon to become totalitarian dictators, hey, call in. Number here is 888-627-6008. Of course, it'll be listed if you're watching through your computer. It'll be listed there. So in the meantime, you know, if you listen to the last show, you know, a little talk about artificial intelligence, about the vaccines, putting the nanobots in it to make you part of the hive mentality, make you part of the Borg if you're a Star Trek fan. And this is going down. Millions of people have been vaccinated. We don't know exactly how much because all the figures told on mainstream media are friggin' lies. TV is filled with liars. That's right. There's no love coming out of your TV set. No. Maybe some of the rerun shows show of happy days, happier times. But there's no love coming out of the TV set with the news. They're all friggin' liars and teleprompter readers. You know, the anchor people. Some of them are probably clones already, just like certain people in government. If you you must have seen, unless you just came back from the moon or something, or Mars. Yeah, we have people on all those bases, Mars, the moon, other places too. Yeah, secret space force program. Sure, it's been up and going for a long, long time. That's right. You might have heard about it first here on BBS Radio on Connect the Dots. But, yeah, secret space program. Famous people like Corey Good, David Wilcox. They've told us a lot about what's going on with that. But it's going on. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. Meanwhile, we're back here suffering with lockdown. So there was a big protest in London and other places around the world today. You know, just go on the internet, you'll find out the details. I think 36 people got arrested in London. That's nothing, you know. But it's all a mark against freedom of speech, against democracy, and a whole lot of other things. Hey, did you know that crystals are your best kind of storage information things. Much more efficient than computers. That's right. And that's why AI can go take a friggin' hike. Because we have real crystals here on Earth. We don't need artificial intelligence. We don't want it either. Mm-hmm. Well, all I've got to say, it's the spring equinox. Last week, we sprang forward with the clocks. At least in America, we did. And we're definitely into spring now. You can see the buds just getting ready to squeeze themselves out on the trees. In fact, weeping willows, I think, are the first one trees out this year. And what can I say but the truth? Hey, did you know the Pleiadians are our friends? Hey, Pleiadians, those are the beings that look very humanoid, almost like us. I hear they're blonde-haired, blue-eyed. Well, oh, my God, they're white people. Oh, my God, how are the darker-skinned people going to deal with them Pleiadians? I don't know. But anyhow, there's other races that have dark skin, the Sibo or something. I can't think of it right now. And then there's the blue-skinned people, humanoids. And the list goes on, the Lyrans, the Andromedans. And they're all here from all across the universe. They're here in our solar system. You're not going to hear this on mainstream media, but they're here. I've been following this stuff for years. You know, I guess it first started with the Pleiadians started interacting with this. You know, I wasn't sure was it back in the 70s or the 80s, but probably the 80s. Anyhow, they are the ones that look very much like us, and they have been dealing with us on a very personal level, the Pleiadians. There's a great movie from the last century. That's right. I think it's 1996. Famous personality. Willie Nelson stars in it. It's called Starlight. And in that movie, they talk about the Pleiadians. And they talk about half-breeds between the Pleiadians and the humans. And they talk about even the Pleiadians have bad guys in their grouping, too. But we have to move forward. That's right. The timelines are changing. You've heard the word before, timelines. Well, it's not the line painted in the center of the street. No. That's the dividing line. Anyhow, the timelines has to do with vibrational frequencies. You know, Earth has been commonly known for all of us have been living here in physical reality, which consists of the first three dimensions. And after that, the parameters, vibrational parameters, go up for 4, 5, and 6. And to be up in the fifth dimension where we're going, the Earth is here already. She's in two timelines at the same time. Hey, maybe you are too. But hey, if you feel you're in two timelines, this is Call and Radio Show. Call in and tell us about it. You know, this is the one show you can say whatever you want, pretty much, and have the floor if you call in, so to speak. Because I'm just an easygoing person, and I can talk pretty much about anything. I'm a knowledgeable person. Knowledgeable. That's right. And it's important for us to get knowledgeable about what's going on Earth here. Again, mainstream media want to keep you in the dark. All they want to do is tell you bad news and how the lockdown is going to continue for the rest of your life and how you should get a vaccine, even though it's not safe, though they lie to you and say it is safe. And this is what's going on. And, of course, we heard all the warnings, all the crap that's in this vaccine, nanobots, sterility of humanity, a depopulation vaccine. And thousands of people have died already, okay? You know? And they got the nerve, the stupid government TV liars are on the TV saying, oh, the risks outweigh the benefits. Okay, there were no benefits to this vaccine, absolutely none. I wish I had interactive TV so I could just shout over these jerks when they come on the TV and they spew these lies, and then they try to accuse us of spewing lies when they're the ones spewing lies. Nobody on talking on mainstream media can guarantee you a vaccine that hasn't even been tested properly is safe. And we have the proof already. Thousands of people have died already. Thousands. Okay? Forget about the fake PCR tests and who has the COVID and not. Thousands of people are dying from vaccines. That's right. And they keep pushing this on people. They want more people to die. Don't tell me there is no depopulation plan. You know? Jeez. I mean, you got to listen to a free radio show like this to find out what the hell the real truth is. You can't go on Twitter because Twitter, there's a limitation to what you can say, but the people on Twitter are doing the best job. They're bringing out the facts. The fact of how many people have died already from the vaccine, how many people have had bad reactions, how many people have had miscarriages. The vaccines are no fucking good. Is that clear enough? NFG, you know? We can say those words here on late night radio, on internet radio, you know? I mean, it's ridiculous anyhow. When someone says NFG, no fucking good, what's wrong with saying that word fucking? Has nothing to do with anything else. It's just an expression. If you don't understand that, what is your problem? Where have you been? You've been living in a cave your whole life? I mean, really, stop listening to the manipulators on TV trying to set morality for you. They wouldn't know morality if it slapped them in the face. Really? And in real life, people use these words all the time. They use say fuck, they say shit. And they say all those other words all the time. And it's no big deal. And we get the context of what form of the word you're using and what you meant. It's just an accentuation. And, you know, let's talk a real conversation here. Cut this nonsense with the political correct nonsense. I mean, I watch mainstream media. I just want to see what the opposition is doing. And they're just feeding you lies upon lies, misinformation of facts and figures. Hiding the harsh reality of the failure of lockdowns, the failure of vaccines, the failure of everything that friggin' government is doing. You know, when the government no longer serves you, you have to fully disassemble it. Absolutely. You got to take it all apart and start with a new plan. You know, and governments, the form of governments we have all around the world, they all suck right now, including the United States. You know, the republic, as it was started originally in 1776, well, it doesn't function as it was designed to function. It's been compromised by bribe-taking politicians, big corporations pushing their weight around, you know, manipulating people with money, blackmailing people. Anything to get the laws to favor them and not favor you, the average person. Government is supposed to serve the people, not just the select few, but he doesn't. I mean, I'm for wiping the whole blackboard clean, you know? I'm an American. We all love our Constitution, but guess what? You know, that was written a long time ago. Over several hundred years ago. And some of it was borrowed from the Magna Carta, which goes back to 1215, I think, over in England. Some of the great things in our Constitution were actually borrowed from the Magna Carta. You'll never learn that in school. School, public education is nothing but brainwashing. They tell you only what they want to tell you. And we ought to have real history classes. You know, history seems to always be around, like, who won what war, who was the big general, and just, you know, why does history have to always be revolved around violence and control and taking over and armies and wars? It's being done like that. History is taught that way on purpose because you're supposed to accept this reality that this is supposed to continue like this forever. And thank God it's not gonna. It's gonna end very soon. I've said it before and I'll say it again. It all has to change by July, I think, 7th of 2025. Well, it's gonna change before that, definitely. And we're going to have visitors, good visitors, friendly visitors. It'll be like a science fiction movie, you know. All the broadcasting on around the whole planet will be broken into, and they, the Galactic Federation of Light, will say to us, just like in a science fiction movie, "People of Earth, we're going to land tomorrow." And they will. And that will be the finality, the victory of the light. That will be the saving grace of humanity when they come and they bring us gifts, med beds, replicators, free energy. You know, there's plans out to release free energy now, even before they arrive, in small bundles. If you know your way and know who is who, you could probably get yourself some free energy right now. I mean, it was discovered a long time ago and had been offered to us many times before. The famous story, President Eisenhower, you know? It's like, you know, 50, 60 years ago, beyond that. And he met with the guy, Valiant Thor, famous ET personality, supposedly from Venus, but don't quote me on that. Anyhow, they wanted to give Valiant Thor, representing other galactic peoples, wanted to give the people of planet Earth free energy. Maybe this is 1953. And President Eisenhower was bullied by the world controllers of that particular year, the corporations, the energy sellers. Oh, we'll lose all our jobs. You know, we won't have be in business anymore. And he got bullied to the point that he had to agree, well, it would be just too traumatic of a change and immediately that fast. But he should have made that decision in the interest of all of us, because we all would have been much happier. None of this bad crap that has happened in the last, since 1953. You know, that's like, geez, 58 years ago. And it should have, you know, he should have taken that offer, but he didn't. So we've been suffering, you know, but who was worrying about that? You know, if you know your U.S. history, gasoline was down in the early 60s, I think. Gasoline went down to as low as like 11 cents a gallon. Is that right? 11 cents a gallon. Yeah, at least here on the East Coast, it went down that low. Companies were having gas wars. Good capitalism, lowering the price through competition. Of course, government screwed us over again. Before we knew it, there was the oil embargo, and the price of gas like it went up, and that was when the price of living went up. It started back in the early 70s, I believe. But if gas is like, you know, under 25 cents a gallon and you're offered free energy, and you say, what do I need it for? Anyhow, that was the deal that fell through back then. That should be taught in school, but, you know, government doesn't want to admit they did anything stupid, you know, even though they always do things stupid. And nothing is stupider than these lockdowns. Meanwhile, hey, I hear Gavin Boy from California, or some people call it now Communist Fornia. Commie Fornia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, government's destroying your state. Gavin's at the lead there. Oh, I hear they got 2 million signatures, which is quite significant, more than needed. But what's taking so damn long? Take that no good so-and-so. Take him out before he destroys California more. He's nothing but a New World Order puppet. I'm in a diner. And, you know, most diners got TVs now. And the show they happen to have on, I'm making breakfast, happened to be The View. Something I just, you know, I could care less about, The View. And Gavin was a guest on that show. And the whole thing was a big charade, you know. They didn't ask him any. I couldn't hear it too well because the TV's kind of low in the diner usually. So they'll have the TV and they'll have music playing from a radio show or something like that. You know, whatever. Who knows why they figure these things out like this. Anyhow, I couldn't really hear all the conversation, but I could tell by watching the look on the faces of Gavin and the people like Whoopi. You know, and those other women on the show, and he seemed pretty happy about the whole thing. Here he is getting impeached, and he's smiling and grinning and ramping on about what great things he's done for California, and they're kind of like just going along with it, and they're nearly not busting his chops, so the whole thing was probably staged, but... that guy needs to go, along with plenty of other places, people. So anyhow, like I said, if you unless you're on the moon, let me get back to that in the last week, you had to see the video of our fearless leader, Biden Boy, yeah, himself, stumbling up the stairs, falls down 3 times on one set of stairs going up into Air Force One. The plane that shuffles him around. I mean, that is pathetic, you know? And, of course, the word is out that he's really a clone. That's a clone body he's operating on. And obviously a defective model. It can't even climb stairs without having problems, let alone speak. This is such a farce. I cannot believe this has gone on this long. You know, what about the military arresting all the people? Huh? What about Trump retaking the presidency, you know? Having never really lost it by bringing the criminals to justice. You know, the fraudulent tactics with counting the votes in the last election. I mean... just on Twitter alone, they presented so much information, videos of tampering, et cetera, et cetera. There's so much evidence that the last election was tampered with. I mean, it's astronomical. So why is this charade being allowed to continue? You know, this guy isn't the president. He's not even a human being anymore, from what I gather. You know? He has no respect from anybody. How can you respect an individual like that? You know, and he's a friggin' liar, telling you to get the vaccine, talking about more jabs in the arms. You know, the outrage of that. All I got to say is, where is the outrage? You know? Where is the outrage? Every politician jumping on the friggin' bandwagon and saying, oh, we don't have enough vaccines. You know, the rush to get the vaccines from the teleprompter readers. Who's rushing to get the vaccine? You know, and then they got people actually lining up in their cars and parking lots waiting to get it. Mindless fools. they have any idea? First of all, they should know if you're living in America, you can't trust the government. And in fact, if you're living in any country now, you can't trust the government. And they're salespeople for the big pharma industry now. Yeah, all the politicians, they're salesmen. They're part of the sales force for big pharma vaccines. And they got all these fake videos, people pretending to get the vaccine. And we've been demonstrated, yeah, the fake needles are out there and all these other things. But we also had the facts that thousands of people have died from this vaccine. Hundreds of thousands have had adverse reactions, and the people are still lining up, and they're still believing the TV God. That's right. They turn on the TV, and the TV goes, "I am your God. Obey me." That's right. And this little message behind whoever's yapping away is the obey sign. If you ever watched the movie They Live, 1988, watch it. It gives visual demonstrations of what we're up against. And boy, are we up against it. And they're pulling out all the stops now. They're turning up the 5G. You know, you got to get yourself an RF meter. You know, radio frequency meter. For short, I call it, frequency radiation detection. Radio frequency detection, RF meter it's called. So you can tell if you're being microwaved to death by 5G or even 4G, depending on your location. Hey, turn off the Wi-Fi because that's sucking it into your home. That's right. And if you happen to be standing in the wrong position between the transmitter and the device sucking in the frequencies, it's going straight through your body and causing havoc with every cell in your body. That's right. It's not safe. No way, way, way. 5G is causing havoc. It's been proven scientifically to lower the oxygen content in your blood. Look at what all the people that are suffering going to the hospital. Isn't that coincidental? Doctors themselves are saying they're all having a problem with oxygen. That's why they tried putting them on respirators. Of course, the respirators weren't working properly, or they were sabotaged or something, and people started dying from the respirators. But what do you expect from pharmaceutical medicine? The nice term was allopathic medicine. Well, it's pharmaceutical medicine, really, which is not really medicine at all. Pharmaceutical products are concoctions. Don't take them. You don't need them. Anything that can be beneficial to your body can be found in herbs and natural substances. And you can use stones, too, are good, especially now to guard against the radiations that we're being subjected to from the 5G broadcasting and other kinds of things. You know, your cell phone, that's the big killer right there. People got the cell phone right up against the side of their face. Even when you're walking around, you got it in your pocket. Well, you're sucking in the energy if the phone's on. Never mind whether you're talking on it. Get yourself an RF meter. And put it up to one of the newer phones, and you'll see it's off the scale. That's how dangerous these cell phones are. And like I said, if you're in the wrong space, you're living in the wrong space between one of those antennas on top of the roofs or something like that. Everybody, you're living in an apartment building. Well, everybody who's sucking juice off that antenna, it's sucking it through your body if they're on the other side of you in another apartment or something like that. So you don't even have to be using it. You can be subjected to this by other people's usage. And that's why you need an RF meter. You know? Mine, I paid like a little under $400. You know, $375, something like that. I had to pay for it, which is one of the lower priced ones. And you can buy more expensive ones, but just from the one I bought, I couldn't believe, like, all the hazards. Yeah, turn off your freaking Wi-Fi. You know, you want to run your computer, put a dish on the roof, and run it through an Ethernet cable. You'll be doing yourself a big favor. All these advertisements, all your devices on one thing, broadcasting in through Wi-Fi, it's unhealthy. They're not going to tell you that. They want to sell you products. And then there's the depopulation group, New World Order fanatic psychopaths that want to kill people off. They want to sell you products like that because they know they're going to sterilize you, they're going to kill you, and with the vaccine, they're going to control you, if not kill you right off. And they've been killing you. Several thousand people have died already. Sure, there's been, they say, a couple of million, so many million vaccines have been out, and out of the so many million, there's been hundreds of thousands of side effects. Of course, they skip over that real fast on mainstream news, and they have the gall to tell you that the risks outweigh the benefits, and there's no freaking benefits. The questions have been asked. These vaccines are of no benefit to anybody except the vaccine companies who are making money hand over fist. And you taxpayers are going to have to pick up the bill. You are picking up the bill for this, whether you know it or not. And of course, that's why the politicians are all promoting it, too, because they're getting their kickback for promoting it, you know, because they don't have to pay for it. You have to pay for it, the taxpayers, and for helping the big pharmaceutical companies rake in the billions and trillions of dollars with this vaccine deal. Oh, my God, all the bribe money there. No wonder why they've all turned out to be totalitarian dictators. Yeah, whatever you say, New World Order, we'll impose the lockdowns, we'll force the people to take the vaccines, we'll harass them until they do. And if we don't physically force them, but in some places they will physically try it. You know, because once this addiction of totalitarian addiction, once the people get the addiction of real power, controlling the people, making them suffer. Yeah, it makes you feel like a big man or woman or whatever. All I gotta say is, you better take care of yourself. You better get yourself an RF meter. And pick yourself up some stones, too. You know, the stones called, like, black tourmaline. That's right. It's good for, counteracting the exposure to radiation emitted by cell phones and computers and, of course, 5G antennas. I mean, look it up. It's a black crystal stone called black tourmaline. And, of course, quartz is always a good stone to work with. Most people don't realize that quartz, crystal quartz, clear crystal quartz is responsive to every frequency in the universe. Now, can you compare AI to that? Of course not. AI is kindergarten stuff. Even with quantum computers, you still can't beat a crystal. Because a crystal is a life form. Sure, it doesn't have eyes, hands, arms, or a mouth, or anything like that as humans do, but it is a life form, and it interacts with people perfectly. Get yourself some crystals. They'll be your friends. They'll help you meditate. They'll help clear your thinking. They'll help increase your vibrations. And there's all kinds of amazing good things you can do with crystals. And there's special crystals, too. There's generator crystals. Yes, 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 yes. And with the six points on the end, six faces, they call them. And real special crystals, if you have, let's say, a Lemurian crystal where there's a triangle etched in one of the faces, that has galaxies of information in it. I have one myself. I have, I haven't been able to extract that much information from it, but it's mine to, for the rest of eternity, to extract the info from it. Because if there's anything that's going to go with me into the fifth dimension, it's my crystals. Because they can vibrate in any dimension, at any frequency, and they're connected to the whole universe, and probably the other universes too. You know, there's more than one universe. When we talk of the universe, we're talking about our universe. And it looks infinite. Just our universe, but there are other universes. And supposedly, as the story goes, each creator God, you know, the real God created creator gods to do more creating. And they co-create with the original source of all that is, the Trinity of Paradise, personally known as the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit. Yes, God is a trifold personality. But that trifold personality created an infinitesimal, an infinite number of creations have been created already. All the originals were only spiritual creations. And then came the creation of the creator gods, created in unison by the Heavenly Father and the Eternal Son. And these creator gods were given the authority to co-create with the real God and form the physical worlds. Now, why didn't you learn that in science class in your school, huh? Because all the schools are, it's all propaganda. They don't want to teach you the truth of how the universe really works. Anyhow, the physical worlds were created by the creator gods. And that's why they're not perfect. The only true perfection is God himself. And we say God himself not because God is a man, because that was the terminology originally created for language. There was no male, female in the beginning. There was only a singularity, which became a trinity, and the male-female sex thing had not been created yet. That gets created at the creator God level in creation of the physical worlds. Yeah, like Earth here, it's the physical world. Our galactic friends, the 52 star nations of the Galactic Federation, yeah, they're kind of physical worlds too, you know. But that's where male and female come in. So when I say God himself, it doesn't refer to a male. You know, at the highest level, at source, you know, the one that became the Trinity, there is no male or female. But the terminology is that which became the male terminology. So let's stop all the stupid conversation about, well, God is a woman or something like that. It's nonsense, okay? It has nothing to do with it. You know, there is no sex at the highest level. You know, God does not need to be of a sexual nature to create. It's simply by thought. God thinks, and it becomes reality. Why isn't this taught in school? You know, we should all know this. Well, that's the refresher course. Meanwhile, we're in the midst of the final battle here. We've been told the outcome already. It's called the time lag. You know, the outcome of the event already. You know? Victory of the light. The dark side is going to be rounded up and removed, and some of it tossed into the disintegration sun, as they call it. And some of them will be given a second chance, I guess, if they plead their case properly. But most of the bad guys, I mean, all the bad guys are going to be rounded up. And it'll happen at the event when the ETs finally land here. And there's probably nothing more important to talk about than this right now, and this is what we're building up to. I follow dozens of people on Twitter that are representatives of the Galactic Federation. I've learned quite a bit. And the main interactors in revealing information are the Starseeds, usually Pleiadians. You don't have to be. And they're here to anchor in the love vibration to Earth, because the more light and love they can anchor in mentally, doing it mentally, the stronger the light becomes, and the stronger the light becomes, the more darkness fades away and becomes irrelevant. And so the most important thing for you, the listeners, and me to do is to project as much good vibrations and love as we can into this universe. Do it every time you get a chance to think, you know? It's hard to smile at people now with half the world walking around with masks on, but there's still the opportunity for eye contact. I notice a lot of people walking around with masks. You happen to look at their eyes and they turn away. They don't know how to react to it. But whatever. Oh, I got to say to these people wearing masks, take off the friggin' mask, all right? It's unhealthy. Don't listen to the liars on TV. Anyhow, we need to be focusing on love, projecting love. Turn off the TV, put down the cell phone, take out the earplugs, turn off the Wi-Fi, go outside and visit your Mother Earth. That's right. When was the last time you went and saw your mother? Well, and we call her Mother Earth because she has a feminine resonance, okay? There is, like, male-female resonance on a physical level, yeah. You know, Earth is part of that physical reality. So it's known that she has a female energy signature. So that's why we call her Mother Earth. You know, a little joke there. When's the last time you saw your mother? Well, it might have been a while if you're at home spending too much time playing video games or on the internet, you know. Unplug yourself from all that stuff. Get away from it. First of all, just by being near those machines drains you, you know? Gives you excessive bad frequency radiations. You want to go out in nature. You know, again, once you get yourself an RF meter and you see what is the difference between where you're living and where you're spending all your time, and then go out to nature and you see the level drops down to almost zero there, unless you're close to one of those roof antennas or something like that, you know. That's where we should be, kind of zero radiations, you know, so our body can be healthy and thrive. And so that's it, you know. Go out and visit your Mother Earth. Do it every day. Spend some time sun gazing. I know other people have talked about this, but it's sun gazing. You know, when the sun comes up and then when the sun goes down, you kind of like squint, maybe hold your hand over your eyes and just gaze into it. Not to, you know, you can't open your eyes fully because that can be damaging, but sun gazing is good for your health. Yeah. If you aren't taking vitamins, start taking them. Vitamin D, vitamin C. You can't take too much vitamin C, you know? Zinc, another one. All antioxidant scavengers. That means, you know, they eat up the bad things. You know, get yourself an education on what real health care is. You know, there's things called free radicals, free radical damage. Radiation causes more free radicals. Free radicals are loose electrons bouncing around, traveling at fast speeds. They can cause damage. And you need vitamins in your body to counteract, chew up those free radicals so they don't get out of hand. And the more time you spend around your cell phone, your Wi-Fi, your video games, or just being close to the broadcasting antennas, free radicals are being created in your body, little demons that go and destroy healthy cells until they can be quenched. And you need a good supply of vitamins. And you're lacking the vitamin D if you're not out there in the sun, so you got to take a supplement. You probably have a diet that lacks vitamin C, so you should be taking a vitamin C supplement, and you ought to find out about taking that. You need to take it around the clock because something apparently the body doesn't store. We don't know for sure, but that's what the message has been for years, and that probably has to do with genetic manipulation. Why should humans have been created where we can't store vitamin C? Sounds like genetic manipulation hundreds of thousands of years ago by the Anunnaki to weaken us, you know, or their idea of a sick joke. You know, animals retain vitamin C in their bodies. Why don't people? Sounds like genetic manipulation. And once you start beginning to find out the true history of what's happened on Earth, you'll realize that we've been played around with and kicked with for a long, long time by many races that came here, bad guys that wanted to just use us and abuse us, use us as laboratory rats, just like they're using you today. Here it is. It's history repeating itself. All you people that are taking the vaccine can't do anything for you except make you sick and kill you. It can't do anything like that. The human immune system, there is nothing ever invented better than the human immune system. No pharmaceutical concoctions can compete with that, no matter how much they lie to you. And even with their lying to you, and they're telling you, oh, 90% effective, 95%, well, with this COVID thing going on and all the variants, we have a 99.8% recovery rate. So they're telling your product, as they're trying to make it like, it's not 90 or 95 is not better than 99. I mean, it's really that simple. How friggin' stupid are you? If you got a vaccine, say your prayers. Ask for help from above because you surely put hell into your body. And they, of course, they weren't going to tell you that, what they stuck. They don't even know themselves, you know? Everybody is just whooshed up in this insanity vaccine. And why isn't anybody talking about sticking needles in people? That's a form of torture, you know that? I regard sticking a needle in my body, you're trying to torture me? I mean, I just reluctant to that, you know? And I'll have to admit that needles, my body, it's not a pincushion. Stick a needle in my body, it hurts, you know? They try to force me to get a vaccine. I would tell them, listen, take your gun out and blow my brains out. Then you can stick a needle in me. Because as long as I'm breathing, I'm not going to let you stick a needle in me and torture me with a sharp object. And that's what essentially they're trying to get. They're conning you into going along with this. Yeah, we're just going to torture you a little with a needle, okay? How sadistic. Why isn't nobody complaining about this, you know? What do you think children scream when the doctor wants to give them a needle? They know, like, oh, you're torturing me with this. You want to stick a hurtful needle into me, you know? And God only knows what's in these ingredients they stick in. And there is no safeguards. All the plants that manufacture this, they all can be sabotaged. And there's worse psychopaths than the New World Order that want to really see people sick, you know? And even if the test studies say it's okay, they'll still, the people making the vaccine, they'll taint it themselves because they're getting paid to taint it. They're getting paid to put poisons in there and more poisons in. It's, you know, because just about everybody sells out for the money. It's sad, but it's kind of world we're in. Meanwhile, back to us. All we can do is put our good vibrations out there, call for the light. That's right. Connect with the universe. We are all telepathic. You know? Let me remind everybody listening out there. We are all telepathic. And better days are coming. Here's a thought. those of you who have listened to the show before, imagine you could listen to the show and watch video behind me talking the whole show. Well, it might be coming your way very soon. Because this is BBS Radio, innovative. And as the TV channel is starting up, but anyhow, you might decide that it's more interesting to listen to me when you've got an interesting video behind it. And of course, any of your videos behind my show, I'll be doing myself, just like I have got 24 videos out there on YouTube now. Shortly, there'll be 25. And then there will be more after that, too. And my videos are not, they're educational. And they're fun, too. Some of them are just for fun, and some are educational. And either way, I give a good visual experience to anybody who watches them. And as we're coming to the end of the show, I'll have you know, I always end the show the same way. You hear the lead guitar solo, one of the most tasteful lead guitar solos ever put on record. At the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? That's what you're first going to get here, and then you're going to hear the whole song. It's I Gotta Be Somebody. It's my anthem. Could be your anthem, too, because you want to be somebody, too. Now, both of those songs are out there on YouTube. But my favorite thing is, Are You the Party in Kind? I mean, it's a fun song, and it has a fun video to it, too. And for those of you who are really young, you haven't had the dating experience, and you haven't had a lot of other experiences, watch it. You'll get a glimpse of what life used to be until they killed it with the lockdowns here. And it's the easiest one to get, you know. Most people have Google Chrome. Let's go in the Google bar. Just type in the words, Are You the Party in Kind? P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N kind. Are you the party in kind? That's all you have to put. And it'll take you to my video. Is that amazing or what? And then watch it, you know. Extremely entertaining, and it might make some of you envious. Like, damn, why can't I have that kind of fun now? Well, blame it on the government. And then the final song, I Gotta Be Somebody, it's out there on YouTube. And it also shows up again in my other one, Subway Fantasy 2, spelled P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y 2. Subway Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y 2. But when you Google that in, you have to write YouTube after it. The machine goes off in the wrong direction. But, hey, are you the party in kind? Just type it in and the machine gets it right every time. Well, I'll be happy about that. Thank you, artificial intelligence, for that. And so, hey, it's happy spring equinox. Love to everyone. I'll take a deep breath and I'm going to pulsate love to everyone in the universe as I exhale. Here it goes. You're echoing love, 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 love. Okay. Hey, tell your friends to tune in next week or call in next week. And look forward. It'll be coming. My show with a video behind it. Yeah. Could happen sooner than you think. Meanwhile, watch my videos on YouTube. Are you the partying kind? Oh, I am. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. Take us out of here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the stop to look, cause I caught their eye.